This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Beer, as you may have noticed, is getting bigger. Mergers and acquisitions have brought us to the point where just a couple of companies control most of the name brands. Anheuser-Busch InBev, which is the world's biggest brewer, had been hoping to get even bigger by spending $20 billion to buy Mexico's Grupo Modelo, which makes Corona, among other things. Today, the Justice Department said, hang on just a second. It's got antitrust concerns about the deal. Beer drinkers, though, have taste concerns, as Marketplace's David Weinberg explains.
When InBev took over the German import Beck's, it moved the production of the lager from Germany to the United States, and it made changes to the recipe to lower production costs.
So what they tend to do is hone down the brewing process such that it costs them less to produce the same beverage.
Matt Simpson is known as the beer sommelier. He writes about beer and taught a beer education class at Emory University. He says there are consequences to cutting costs.
There's less flavor, there's less body, and often there's less alcohol.
Immediately, customers started complaining about the blander Beck's, and sales dropped. But overall, InBev's strategy has paid off. The company has 39% of U.S. beer sales. If it acquires Grupo Modelo, it would jump to 46%.
The U.S. beer market is essentially a duopoly now.
Peter Reed is the publisher of Modern Brewery Age. The other company in that duopoly is Miller Coors, which has 26% of the market.
Basically, in terms of the overall market, Anheuser-Busch, in most markets, they're the price leader.
Eric Shepard is the executive director of Beer Marketers Insights. He says when InBev increases prices, Miller Coors tends to follow, but Modelo doesn't. By not raising its prices, it hopes to narrow the price gap between its more expensive Corona and Budweiser. That price competition, the Justice Department fears, could vanish if InBev owns both brands. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.